Numbers chapter 31. And the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Take vengeance for the sons of Israel on the Midianites, and afterwards you will be gathered to your people. So Moses spoke to the people and said, Let a group of your men be armed for war and confront Midian to take the Lord's vengeance on Midian. You will send 1,000 men for each tribe, for all the tribes of Israel, to war. So 1,000 men per tribe from the thousands of Israel were handed over, 12,000 men armed for war. And Moses sent them to war, 1,000 per tribe, with Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest to war. And he had the holy instruments and the trumpets for sounding in his hand. And they went to war against Midian, as the Lord had commanded Moses, and they killed all males. And they killed the kings of Midian among those defeated by them, Evi, and Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, the five kings of Midian. And they killed Balaam, the son of Beor, with the sword. And the sons of Israel took the women of Midian captive, and their children, and they plundered all their cattle, and all their property, and all their wealth. And they burned with fire all their cities in their inhabited areas, and all their palaces. And they took all the spoil and all the booty by way of people and cattle. And they brought the captives and the booty and the spoil to Moses and Eleazar the priest, and to the congregation of the sons of Israel, at the camp in the arid tracts of Moab, which were near the Jordan at Jericho. And Moses and Eleazar the priest, and all the leaders of the congregation, went out to meet them outside the camp. But Moses was angry with the officers in the army, the commanders of 1,000 and the commanders of 100, who came from the army which fought the war. And Moses said to them, Have you kept all the females alive? Look, they came to the sons of Israel in the incident with Balaam to stir up treachery against the Lord in the affair of Peor. And there was a plague in the Lord's congregation. So now kill all the males among the children, and kill every woman who has known a man in lying with a male. But keep all the female children who have not known lying with a male alive for yourselves. And encamp outside the camp for 7 days, everyone who kills a person and everyone who touches those slain. Have yourselves propitiated, you and your captives, on the 3rd day and on the 7th day. And have every garment and every leather item, and every product of goats and every wooden article, propitiated. Then Eleazar the priest said to the men of the army who went to war, This is the statute of the law which the Lord commanded Moses. But as for the gold and the silver, the copper, the iron, the tin and the lead, every item that can go through fire, pass it through fire, and it will be clean, but it will be propitiated by water of impurity, and pass everything that cannot go through fire through the water. And you will wash your clothes on the 7th day, and you will be clean, and afterwards you can come to the camp. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Hold a census of the captives taken, of the people and the cattle, you and Eleazar the priest, and the paternal heads of the congregation, and divide what was taken into two, between those who undertook the war, who went out in the army, and the whole congregation. And you will raise a levy for the Lord from the men of war who went out to battle, 1 individual in 500, from the people and from the oxen, and from the donkeys and from the sheep. You will take them from their half and give them to Eleazar the priest, as a heave offering to the Lord. And from the half for the sons of Israel, you will take 1 part in 50 from the people, from the oxen, from the donkeys, and from the sheep, from all the cattle, and give them to the Levites, who keep the observance of the Lord's tabernacle. And Moses and Eleazar the priest acted according to what the Lord had commanded Moses. And what was taken, the remainder of the plunder which the people of the army plundered, amounted to 675,000 sheep, and 72,000 oxen, and 61,000 donkeys, and people from the women who had not known lying with a male, 32,000 people in all. And of the half for the parts which went out to battle, the number of sheep amounted to 337,500. and the levy for the Lord from the sheep was 675. And the oxen amounted to 36,000, and their levy for the Lord was 72. And the donkeys amounted to 30,500, and their levy for the Lord was 61. And the people amounted to 16,000, and their levy for the Lord was 32 people. And Moses gave the levy as a heave offering for the Lord to Eleazar the priest, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And from the half for the sons of Israel, which Moses divided from the spoil of the men who fought, the half for the congregation, of the sheep, the number amounted to 337,500. And the oxen amounted to 36,000. And the donkeys amounted to 30,500, and the people amounted to 16,000. And Moses took from the half for the sons of Israel, one part in 50 from the people, and from the cattle, and he gave them to the Levites, who kept the observance of the Lord's tabernacle, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then the officers who were over the thousands of the army, the commanders of 1,000 and the commanders of 100, approached Moses, and said to Moses, "Your servants have held a census of the men of war who were under our authority, and not a man of us is missing. And we have performed the Lord's oblation, each one who found an item of gold, a bangle or a bracelet, a ring or an earring or a brooch, to atone for ourselves before the Lord." And Moses and Eleazar the priest received the gold from them, all the items of craftsmanship, and all the gold of the heave offering which they heaved to the Lord, amounted to 16,750 shekels, from the commanders of 1,000 and from the commanders of 100. The men of the army took spoil, each for himself, and Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold from the commanders of 1,000 and the commanders of 100 and brought it to the tent of contact, as a memorial to the sons of Israel before the Lord.